We are learning Masechta's Tainis, Daf Heyam and Beis, and we are starting 10 lines from the top. Another question Rav Nachman asked Rav Yitzchak. Why am I Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak? My dechsiv, Vayikhi kasha zokin Shmuel. The Pasuk says, the Lashon of the Pasuk is, Vayikhi kasha zokin Shmuel, Vayosem as bon of Shaftim Yisrael. So it says, when Shmuel got old, great thing, Amara, Misiv Shmuel Kulyai, was Shmuel so old? Vahai Barnim Beis Hava. He died when he was 52, so he never got old. The Brisa says in Masechta Smachos that if someone dies at 50, that's called Karas. But if he dies at 52, that's not Karas. That's the Misai Shal Shmuel Hanavi. Domamar, Meis Benum Beis Shana, Zeu Misosai Shal Shmuel Haramasi. That's the Misai Shmuel Haramasi, and it's not called Karas. So you see, Shmuel only lived 52 years. It's actually a Chuvara. Maisha talks about if you can name after someone who died at 52. Is that called young? From this we see, he brings right from here, that's not called young. 52 is the life of Shmuel HaRamasi. So Haki says, Zokin Shmuel, Shmuel's only 52. Amalei Hachar Rav Yechanan, Zikna Kavtzalav. He got old prematurely, which Rashi says means his hair got white. He had a white beard, a white hair, early, in order to look old. What's the reason? The Chsiv, we know, Shmuel HaNavi was the one who appointed the first, anointed the first king, Shaul HaMelech. And Shaul HaMelech, pretty much right away, he did a major aveira. He was supposed to kill out the Amalekim, and he didn't kill them all out. He left the animals, even though the tzivi was to kill all the animals, and he also left Agag, the Gag, the Melech, alive. And because of that, Hashem comes to Shmuel and says, "Nichamti kim lachti Ashal. I have charata that I appointed Shaul as a Melech." That's what Shmuel got a nevuah from Hashem. I'm going to fun of, so, which means I'm going to kill Shaul. So Shmuel Navi was very upset about that. I'm the father of Yerushalayim. Shekaltani k'Moshe v'Aharon. You equated me similar to Moshe v'Aharon. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Moshe v'Aharon mechayin, of Shmuel v'kar Shmai. So you see the Pasuk, Moshe v'Aharon are equivalent to Shmuel. Shmuel is equivalent to Moshe v'Aharon. What?
The Pasuk didn't exist yet.
Which Pasuk?
Moshe
v'Aharon. Yeah, but that's just a Raya. That's just a Raya. Shmuel also wasn't alive anymore. When he said this Pasuk, could be. It's very possible. But the point is that he's saying that Shmuel is like Moshe v'Aharon. This is the pasuk. He didn't need a pasuk to tell Hashem. A pasuk. Hashem knows. This is a pasuk. It's showing to us that I am like Moshe v'Aharon. It's my Moshe v'Aharon. Loi batel ma'asi yadayim b'chayayim. He says, look, Moshe v'Aharon. They had a Talmud, Yeshua, and Rashi speaks out. He's a Talmud of Aaron also, because the Gemara in Erevin says that Moshe taught the Torah to Klai Yisrael, and then Aaron did. To everyone. So you see that Aaron was a Rebbe also. And their Talmud did not die in the lifetime. Yeshua outlived them. So my Moshe v'Aharon batel ma'asi yadayim b'chayayim. Their Talmud did not die in the lifetime. Af ani lo yisbatel ma'asi yadayim b'chayayim. Me also, don't let Shaul, my ma'asi yadayim, die in my lifetime. Right, that's true, but still, he felt bad that his handiwork should be dying this thing, even though maybe he deserved it. He didn't want this to happen. So I'm going to go, hey, Chiyav, what should I do? Lima Shaul, the Kavashmul, she wasn't left. Lima Shmuel, at the Zutar, if he dies young, Miranda Basre, they can say, oh, he wants to be tzaddik, he died young. Loy Lima Shaul, Loy Lima Shmuel, so maybe both children die. Kvaragia, Malchus David's coming up very soon. Vein Malchus, the guy's Becharvatov. And Malchus Beis David, one Malchus doesn't touch Becharvata Phil Kamanima. That means if Malchus was supposed to start, I gotta start that second. So what does Hashem do? Omakar's Baruch, Akbitz Olav Zikna. I am gonna make him look older. And it was still 2.5 years until Shaul Melch still was a king. And he said, get older, and then he said, die. And everyone will say, oh, he died an old man, because he looked old already. Hanuch Siv. Vishal Yoshev and Giva, Takas Eshel Rama. It says in the Pasuk, Shaul was living in Giva, which is his place, under the Eshel Rama. Now, Rama was not near Giva. Rama is the home place of Shmuel HaNavi. It's supposed to mean Takas Eshel Rama. Vishimah in Giva, Eitzel Rama. And Lemalach, Mi Garm Lashal Yoshev and Giva, Shtei Shal Mechza. Who caused that Shaul should be able to live 2.5 years more as king? Tfilah Shal Shmuel HaRamasi. The Tfilah of Shmuel HaRamasi. Right, so how's the similar force? I didn't find where I asked the Kasha. So it must be the Teretz is like this, that Malchus wasn't supposed to be until 2.5 years, wasn't supposed to start. But Shmuel said, I don't want Shaul to die in my lifetime. Shmuel was supposed to live until 80, let's say. He's only 51 now when this happened. So if Shaul dies in 2.5 years, then which means it'll be in Shmuel's lifetime. So Shmuel says, oh, he wants to die first. He's die first. The kasha is that he's been young. Teretz made him look old, but it's still a 2.5-year process. But he could have, Shaul could have been killed right now, so Einish. But the Malucha, look, I have to say, wasn't going to be another 2.5 years, the Malucha of David. So Mar says, because Tfilas of Shmuel caused it. Do we do that? Do we allow someone, Shmuel is dying early, so David should get his Malucha? We do such things? So tomorrow, yeah, in Dabra Shmuel Achmein Avyechran, my dechsev al kain chetzavti b'neviim herakdim refi, that I killed certain neviim be'im refi ma'aseh l'nem. I don't say because of the ma'aseh of the navi they did something wrong. Be'im refi, because that's what I said. I'm a mitchi gavra mekamei gavra. There are some times where someone will die to someone else, for someone else, for the purpose of someone else. That is entirely possible, and that's what we see from these psukim here. And therefore, Shmuel died young in order to have Shaul die and David HaMelech become the king. So tomorrow, right? Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yosef Sudasa, they were sitting in a suda. Omli Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Lema Mar Milsa, maybe you want to say a Dvar Taira. Omalei, no, I'm not ready. Halacha Rav Yechanan, Eim Masichim Masuda, you don't talk in the middle of a suda. Shem Yaktim Kana Leveshet. Maybe the Veshet is the food pipe, Kana is the windpipe, and if you are talking while you're eating, some food will go down the Kana, and a person could choke. We have the sekana, we come to sekana. So he says, middle of the suda, I don't talk of learning. The Chida writes that he traveled the world extensively. He says, every time we saw, talk in the middle of the suda. So what's the pshat? What's the idea? Then Eim Asichim Asuda. So someone answered, it was dafka if they had a seba. Dafka when you're lying down by a seba, you have this problem, Shema Yakla. But that's, these days, the oilam, a lot of people talk. If I don't talk of learning, but there are people talk in the middle of the suda. So the Gemara writes, the bus the sod after the end of the suda, Omri lehocher Rav Yechanan. So he said, you want to hear? I'll tell you a Dvar Taira. Omri lehocher Rav Yechanan, Yaakov Avinu lemeis. Yaakov Avinu never died. Omri leh. So Nachman says, v'chi b'chidi softu sabadaya. They made a spade him for nothing. He was still alive. He made a hesped. V'chontu chetaya, and they embalmed him. If he never died, the cover could write. They put him into a cave. Maros machvela. What's going on over here? Amalei, I don't tell you. Mikrani darish, darishing up so pasuk. Pasuk shnevas isn't a pasuk. Va'ato, al tira avdi Yaakov, no Hashem. Hashem says, don't worry, avdi Yaakov. Al teichas Yisrael, don't be worried, don't be scared. Ki hini mashiachem erochok ve'zarechom eretz shivyom v'shov Yaakov v'shokav v'shan ve'imachrin. That's the pasuk says. So we make a hekesh Yaakov to his children. Makasul zaroi, ma zaroi that we're talking about here that Hashem is saving is v'chayim, afu v'chayim. He's also v'chayim. So therefore, I have a pasuk that is alive, right. So Rashi says it must be that it looked like they're doing these things. They thought he died. Avachayav is really alive. So Rashi happens to mashma that it was mamash bepoil that he was alive. The other mafarshim say that if Adam, since he was alive, it was all in a ruchnis tikka oifin, not that in gashmis tikka oifin he was alive. It was because we know that if someone leaves over tzaddikim talmidim, then it's keilu he's tzaddikim akoru chayim even when misasasam, even when after they die they're called chayim. So that is the way other mafarshim. Rashi's mashma is taka true, he was alive. So they thought he was dead, but he was really alive. So it's more about another member from Rav Yitzchak and we're discussing Rav Nachman. I'm Rav Yitzchak. Kolayim Rachav. Rachav was a name of a zayna in time of Yehoshua. Some say she married Yehoshua. So he says, Kolayim Rachav, Rachav Miyad Nikri. Anyone says the name Rachav, she was so beautiful that anyone says the name Miyad Nikri, they become Balkari immediately. That's what Yitzchak said. Omle Rav Nachman, I know I mean of Lechusli. I say it and nothing happens. Omale Kika Mina, I'm talking about someone be a Yoida. They know her, Makira, and they recognize her. That's what I mean. If someone who knows and recognizes her, that is where there's a chance, if they say Rachav Rachav twice, which is Lashon Chiba, they come by Keri. Tosfos says, the interesting thing Tosfos says, B'yoido Makira Kamina, Tosfos says, Pirish B'yoido means Sheba Aleha. Makira Shira Isa. That's what Tosfos says. Akapadim, if you say Rachav Rachav twice, it could be, it's a problem. But Lamaisa, if you don't know her, it's fine. Kiamitri Radadi, when they were ready to, after a lot of discussion here, Rav Nachman was taking leave of Yitzchak. So he says, Amalei, give me a bracha. Amalei, I have a hard time giving you a bracha. Explain you why. Emzuch ha-mashal ma'adavadayma. La'odam sha'ahilach b'bidvar. Someone was walking in the desert. Va'yirav, he was hungry, mama starving. Va'oyif, he was tired. V'tzama, and he was thirsty. Umatza Elon Shapiroisa Masukan. He found a tree with delicious pears. Vitzilo no nice shade where you could go to sleep. Vamasamaim Averestachtov and a spring water, smack of water. Ochum Piroisov, he ate some fruit, Vishasa Maimov, Mimemov, he drank some water. But Yosef Tila, he sat down and rested in the shade. Uzbikish Leilek, when he left, wanted to leave. Oma, Elon, Elon, Mavarecha, what bracha can I give you? Elon, Elon, of a chiba. Elon, Elon, how could I give you a bracha? Im Oimalach, if I'm going to tell you, she prays Acha Masukim, I give you a bracha, your parish will be sweet. Hare prays Acha Masukim, your parish are very sweet. She had Silchon Noah, that your shade is beautiful. Hare Silchon Noah, it is beautiful already. Shtei Amas Amayim Verestachtecha, I'll give you a bracha, you should always have water. You have water. Hare Amas Amayim Verestachtecha. Hello, what bracha can I give you? All the natiyos that come from you, all the future dairis that come from this tree should be like you. Says Rav Yisrael to Rav Nachman, Af ata, ma avarecha, what bracha give you? Im b'tayra, if tayra, hare tayra, you have tayra, you're big time chacham ready. I give you a bracha for oisher, or the come give the gersa of l'gedula. Im b'oisher, hare oisher, you already have oisher, you already have money. At Panasa. In the bottom, Harry Bonim, you have children ready. Ella, you rotsa, and she would say, that your children should be like you. That's the bracha I give you, that the children should be like you.